First of all, I would like to remind you that the Member of Parliaments of Djibouti are not independent, and they are all in the same party. So we don't have a multicolor or different opposition parties in the parliament. Unfortunately, the last parliamentary election, the opposition won 47% of the votes, but they don't even have one representative in the parliament, okay, which is a very stupid system that we have, which says that if you have 51%, you have all the parliamentary seats for yourself, which half of the population are now not presented. Previously, before we come to this position, member of parliament today who are representing different parties have expressed their feeling that they do not agree for the amendment of the constitution, and they have been suffering a lot of things. They cut their electricity, they cut their water, they nearly, you know, stopped their salaries and put them into hardship. So everyone in the parliament is going to vote under duress, and this is not democracy. Our constitution clearly states that there should be a referendum for any change. The referendum means the population has to vote, not the parliamentary. Secondly, if it is democracy, you know, you can change or you can amend in the constitution minor things, but you cannot change the fact that we have 2 terms election for the candidate for the president's terms. We cannot change that, because if the people cannot take the power back from the government and choose their own president and give it back to and give it to someone else, then there is no democracy. You know, it's the same government changing everything and changing the constitution, violating all kind of laws so that they continue and stay in these seats. And this will create a huge, huge uncertainty in the country. And as you know, that absolute power creates absolute corruption.
If the parliament comprises members of the ruling party, don't you think that next week they will possibly be able to amend the constitution that will extend the president's mandate under the constitution?
Well, they don't even have that mandate to change that part of the constitution. I don't think they have, because the fact that there is only 2 terms, that is the fundamental part of the constitution. That is the major framework of that constitution. You can change, you know, the dates and the procedures and the small items in the constitution, but you cannot really change the fact that it is only 2 terms. Otherwise, where is the democracy?
The president said that it is a demand from our population that his term be extended.
I think today the population is completely, I mean, you have studies made by the UN, you have got a study made by the World Food Program, the Red Cross, there is study well made by the USAID, showing exactly the level of poverty, the level of unemployment, the anxieties in Djibouti, the instability which is developing because people are not happy, the level of crime, the level of injustice going on in Djibouti, and the level of problems. I think the people, if anybody makes any kind of assessment and talking the man on the street, will tell you that the people are not happy to have this president continue. And why I'm one of them, I used to be a friend of this president. And now I think that really he owes this to the population. And it's time that, you know, we let the people choose and have a free and fair election whereby there is several candidates, and they should have a change. We need a change. The country cannot continue like this.
You initially were talking about other opposition parties coming together to possibly challenge the ruling party in next year's general elections. How far has the discussion gone?
Oh, it's very advanced. There's already 3 political parties which came together. There is 2 more coming. There will be 5 out of the existing 8 parties which are now in Djibouti. What is even more than the opposition party is the situation. The Djibouti is no more stable. There is people who are now up in arms. There are people who are they're fighting in the cities. There has been huge, huge instability, and there is no more peace in Djibouti because of this. And as he changes this constitution, this will be more and more in the picture. And I risk, and I am afraid for my country, because what we really need in my place is We need to have stability. We need to have continuity of whatever development we have been trying to achieve. And we need peace more than anything. And today, that is being compromised. Now, it has been compromised.
Now, Mr. Abdirahman, if the constitution is changed and the president's mandate is extended, no matter the technicalities that you alluded to in the constitution, what happens?
I think there will be a lot of uncertainty in the country, and there will be a lot of people who will be not happy at all, and we risk to lose that stability that we have today.
Why do you think that will happen?
Because of the people's today's position, because of their lack of employment, because of their standard of living deteriorating every day, people having no prosperity, no jobs, no hope. And then they see, on the other hand, that there is a completely different standard in Djibouti. And not only that, people are aware that the whole world needs change. You saw what happened when they changed the constitution in Niger 2 months ago. You saw what happened in Niger. You saw what happened in Nairobi when they tried to play with these things. You know what happened in Madagascar. Today, if Yemen is not stable, because he changed the constitution a year ago and he came back to the power. And that's today we are having war in Yemen. I don't want this for my country. And besides, this government has created hostility with the Somalis. They created hostilities with the Eritreans. They created hostilities or unhappiness with the Ethiopians because of their lack of doing the businesses that they had in the ports with the Ethiopians smoothly. They have increased the rates. They have increased the theft in the port. There is so much hostilities all around us, and this cannot happen, you know. We really, really want the international community to consider seriously that there must be stability and peace in Djibouti, and that we will only get if we have the rule of law. Not to play the technicality, whether you can change. There is no enough words to explain the reason why we should change our constitution so that the same government will stay forever. That is dictatorship, sir.